Hey guys, it's James.
And Samuel.
And this week we are reaching you about your car's extended warranty.
Oh goodness, yes. But this is the first time in a long time we have actually recorded an episode of Down the Rabbit Hole.
It's been like 2 weeks now.
It's been a while.
We haven't been up to date on our pre-records, so today we are recording and releasing.
Yeah. Even though we're technically a day late because it is midnight on a Thursday. So I have tomorrow off, so thankful that is what enabled us to finally be able to do this.
Yeah.
Because schedule has been hell. I will not be around this weekend for a week in Anjo again because busy. Like, I'll be out of town from Thursday to Sunday, and it just kind of conflicts with everything.
Yeah. So there's a 50-50 chance I won't be able to get the episode out this weekend.
Yeah. So with that said, we are continuing our series on America's War on Americans, and this is really weird because I feel like the series should be done because it's been so long since we recorded. We recorded like 3 episodes in bulk. It's like, okay, no more recording for 3 fucking weeks.
And then the time came.
Yep, and the time is nigh and nigh is now. Get your shongle shit today. I'm sorry, that inside joke. Okay, so this episode, we will be covering the War on Terror.
Yeah.
Or, as George Bush says, the War on Terror.
And that's what the official name is, considering his Texas ass started it.
Yes.
Texans are fucking weird, man. Like, now
going around starting wars on terror.
And then trying to take guns from people, like, okay.
Like, what do you... I think I blame the Californians that are moving there.
Yeah. California migrating to fucking
don't Ryan
Texas.
And Jason both live in California?
I believe so.
I feel so bad for them.
Hey, all the Californians are leaving though. So that's great.
Maybe they'll have a chance to turn things around.
Maybe.
But we talked about the military in our last episode, and the big thing that the military currently correlates to in today's day and age is the War on Terror. And there's really a lot that goes into it, both on, you know, the domestic front as well as the foreign.
Yeah.
Because
the domestic front's a fucking mess.
Yeah, like, the War on Terror has stripped us of many civil liberties on the home front.
Oh boy, let me tell you.
It has destroyed the lives of millions overseas. So
I wouldn't say destroyed so much as ended.
Ended and destroyed. Ended the ones that were killed, destroyed though the lives of those actually still alive.
Yeah.
The ones that are forced to grow poppy because of government sanctions on agriculture.
When the U.S. government decides they're going to go to war with you, you'll wish you were dead.
Yeah, and that's the thing. This is, like, people like to say that this is a war, it's an endless war, like, in regards to Iraq and Afghanistan, it's not a war, it's an occupation at this point. Like,
yeah.
The fighting is very sparse. Like, ISIS has been technically defeated, and they're, like, the Taliban is kind of here or there, not really fighting too much against the U.S. government.
You only really hear about it when the U.S. government plans on doing something bad and they need someone to blame it on. Like, hey, Taliban, no one remembers those guys, but they're still doing bad things, right?
It's just kind of like a code word, like with MKUltra. Like, if they just say the word Taliban and all the patriots of America, like, just kind of see red, like, we need to nuke more brown people.
They see red, white, and blue.
Yes. But it has ravaged our country as well as many Middle Eastern countries. But the War on Terror itself was sparked by 9/11 and the attacks of 9/11. And if you haven't, check out our series on conspiracy theories in which we covered 9/11 on 9/11.
We did a whole thing about that.
A whole last thing. But it started with 9/11. And immediately following 9/11, we invaded Afghanistan for allegedly, you know, housing Al-Qaeda, who was allegedly the terrorist group behind the attacks.
You know, those guys from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. You see, that's the funny thing about it, is the alleged hijackers were actually Saudi Arabian. They were not Afghani.
And this was not unknown to the U.S. government. Like, no. The U.S. government knew that the guys they were pinning this on were Saudi Arabian.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia are not the same thing. And then they just invaded Afghanistan anyways. It was really a continuation of, I forget what war, but it was an altercation between America and Afghanistan from long before the War on Terror.
Well, that'd be Desert Storm?
I think it was Desert Storm.
Or was it the Gulf War?
It might have been the Gulf.
Probably.
That makes more sense. I think it was the Gulf War.
Yeah, that was like in the 90s.
Yeah. They were effectively just looking for a way to extend that. They weren't quite done killing brown sand people. So
they weren't done killing Tuscans. But it definitely was a continuation, and it was a reason to declare war, and then they also wanted to get into Iraq, so they made the whole lie of they had WMDs, weapons of mass destruction.
The Taliban is mobilizing.
Yeah, and it was just basically an extension of the War on Terror that has caused the occupation of two Middle Eastern countries for the better part of the last 18 years.
Yeah. So overall, the international front of this alleged war, it's illegitimate. The whole thing is a fucking lie.
Mm-hmm.
They have stopped no terror. They actually, by use of this war, they have created more terror than they have stopped, mm-hmm. Both by their own means, whereas the U.S. government is viewed as a terrorist organization.
The invasion of Iraq is what created ISIS.
Yeah. Like, they rallied the locals of those countries that they went into. They turned them into not necessarily terrorists, but definitely insurgents.
Radical insurgents.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, is when you go to a country and you absolutely steamroll them, like, the ones that survive,
they're pissed.
They're pissed. And so naturally you're going to have an insurgency there, but as the violence continues for, like, years and years and years, violence only begets violence, and the violence is just going to get progressively worse and worse and worse the longer it continues. I mean, just look at Detroit. But that is what created ISIS. It was these people who have, basically, they were in a position where they were already fighting day in, day out, trying to protect their homeland from occupiers. And then you have some seriously bad apples that come through and radicalize them to start doing horrible, atrocious things. I mean, they're already in the spirit of bloodshed because they've been fighting this for God knows how long. And then suddenly you have some very charismatic radical come through, starts recruiting people to their cause, and the next thing you know, you have a widespread organization that is committing atrocities.
Yeah.
And ISIS would have never existed had the United States not invaded.
If, you know, America could just mind their own business and let other places exist peacefully.
It's really funny because the War on Terror was allegedly, you know, launched to stop terror. Meanwhile, it resulted in the creation of the worst terror group we have ever seen.
Like, as if the United States government's actions were not well within the definition of terror already, their terrorism sparked more terrorism to oppose it. Like, it's fighting fire with fire, and this is a nasty fucking fire.
It's fighting fire with fucking gasoline.
That makes a lot more sense.
It's in this throwing case. Gas on it more and more, expecting it to get small. It's like, well, this is a liquid; it should be putting out the fire.
It should, logically, but then the thing here with occupying a place, when you go into a foreign country to occupy it, logically the people are going to be pissed.
Yeah.
They're not going to be happy, and logically they're going to fight you off. So the aggressor in this war 100% is the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
The people that fought back, the insurgency, they are not the aggressors. They were defending their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
Now see, the thing is, this definitely created an insurgency. And the thing about an insurgency, you can't win.
No, you can't.
You can't, because
you kill one and you just inspired six more to join the cause.
Yeah, each insurgent has friends and family, mm-hmm. who are probably not in the insurgency.
Yeah.
And as soon as that insurgent dies, the friends and family close to that person who is now dead, they may or may not have already been on the fence about it. Like, mm-hmm. they may have, like, low-key support, but I'm not getting my hands dirty. And then a loved one dies, it's like, okay, fuck it, my hands are getting dirty now.
Yeah, like, you so, basically just created a small-scale martyr.
The more you kill,
more in the fight.
The more you kill, the bigger it gets. Like, you don't beat an insurgency. Just ask Vietnam vets.
You don't beat an insurgency.
Does not happen.
But that's the crazy part. And what was it, a war machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, they basically, like, he basically, it's about this general that was sent over, what was it, Iraq or Afghanistan?
I want to say it was Afghanistan.
Yeah, but he was sent over to one of those countries, and he was basically there as, you know, for counterinsurgency.
The man in charge to lead the fight against terrorism.
Yeah, and basically he ends up, you know, accidentally blowing a hole in the whole idea of fighting an insurgency. Where he's like, basically, like a media reporter asks him why he can't get it done. He's like, well, you see, like when you kill one insurgent, you have 6 or 7 more that pop up that were friends and family. And then the reporter basically asks something along the lines of, well, then isn't this whole thing pointless? And it just like leaves him speechless. It's like, yeah, it's fucking pointless. Is. But that's the thing, is this isn't a war anymore. It's an occupation. That's why they're still there.
And as long as they have an oppositional force, being the terrorists, the insurgents, as long as that exists, they use that as justification to stay over there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, well, we're in their country and they keep killing us because they're terrorists. No.
They hate us for our freedom.
They're killing you because you won't leave them the fuck alone. If you pulled everybody out, if everyone just went home, I can assure you they would not follow you. If they're nice enough people. I kind of feel at this point they probably would follow, in which case America deserves it. But chances are they wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, they'd be too busy fucking trying to rebuild.
And grow something that's not poppy.
Yeah, so they can actually start growing, you know, some cotton and wheat and whatnot, shit that they actually need.
And weed.
Not
after,
fueling
after
the
a war like
trade.
That, they'll definitely need weed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
They need it now.
They do.
But that's on the foreign front. Is yeah. You have the war on terror has created the occupation of two countries, and it has also created a temporary war and small occupation of Syria. But then when you come back to the United States, this has been a double-edged sword. It's not only hurting Middle Eastern and Arabic people, it's also hurting like your average everyday American citizen.
Like, fuck the TSA. Holy yeah. Fuck the TSA.
But the first thing that started all of this immediately after 9/11, when everybody was ramped up on their red, white, and blue crack cocaine, they passed the Patriot Act.
Which, I mean, if you want to get something passed, you give it a name like that.
Yeah, like, it's like, okay, big-scale terror attack, we'll call it the Patriot Act, and they're not going to give a damn about what's in this.
Why do you think the Patriots always win the Super Bowl? It's not because they buy out the refs, it's because they're the Patriots.
The Patriots.
They win by majority vote.
Like. Exactly. But the Patriot Act...
I don't give a damn about football, by the way, I just figured.
Yeah, it makes sense. But the Patriot Act stripped away a lot of civil liberties, and... We could go into that, but we would have to create a whole series on that,
oh
like just
God.
Detailing everything the Patriot Act did.
I'm kind of feeling a series later down the road.
Yeah, just detailing the fucking Patriot Act. But one of the chief things it did was it created the TSA. And the TSA is literally just a useless security agency that has done nothing to thwart terrorism.
I mean, basically all government security agencies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have the CIA, which more than likely, you know, either outright did or enabled 9/11.
Yeah.
They do shit.
They do.
The TSA does it. All the TSA can really be credited for doing is stealing passengers' items.
Well, that and sexual assault.
Yeah, fondling and groping.
Making people miss flights, so effectively theft, where they paid for a flight and didn't get it.
Just because the TSA. And the funny thing about the TSA is they have literally never caught a terrorist.
Never.
They have never thwarted a terrorist plot.
Even with all those brown people they're investigating?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Even with all that racial discrimination.
Damn.
But
you would think they would have caught one by now.
It's funny, there was actually a guy that managed to smuggle a bomb.
I remember that
onto
guy.
A plane.
And it blew up in his pants.
It caught fire in his pants due to the pressure change, but the TSA completely missed it.
Yeah, completely. Like, here's that bomb you've been looking for.
Yeah, and you know how they say that the planes on 9/11 were taken over because the hijackers had box cutters?
Yeah.
One of my former coworkers actually got on a flight from Savannah to St. Louis, and he had a pocket knife that he was unaware of. Like, he forgot he had it in his pocket. He made it from Savannah all the way to St. Louis and realized he had it. The TSA missed a knife that was in his pocket.
He could have used that to hijack the plane and fly it into another tower.
Yeah.
Like, God bless America, he did not. That would have been a mess, and we would have had more. We would have had the TSA part two. We would have had the super TSA.
The super TSA. The STSA. Patriot Act part two.
Patriotism returns.
The revenge of the TSA. But on top of the TSA, there were more nefarious things going on behind the scenes that we thankfully discovered thanks to people like Edward Snowden, chiefly, and probably actually only Edward Snowden. Because it was Edward Snowden who was, I believe, a former NSA employee that actually blew the lid on a mass surveillance project that was underway by the NSA. And it was completely unlawful, completely illegal, unconstitutional, and without Edward Snowden, the public would not have known about it.
You know what sucks? Now that they do know about it, what the fuck are they doing? They're just...
Right now, it's in a temporary decommission, the mass surveillance system, but Trump actually wants to reinstate it permanently.
No doubt.
He wants to pass a law that puts it... Because, when it was operational, it was on a set, a year-to-year basis. Not a year-to-year basis, but, they would sign a law that enables the usage of the mass surveillance program for 3 years. That law expires, they re-sign it. It expires, they re-sign it. Trump wants to sign a law that permanently puts that mass surveillance system into place.
Well, I mean, you know, we need it to catch terrorists.
Yeah, it would never need to be renewed. But the thing is, that mass surveillance program has also never fucking thwarted a terrorist plot. Because that's not what they're using it for. They're using it to tap in to average everyday people's phone calls, text messages. They basically have a massive data storage of phone calls, voicemails, and texts that they're just keeping to keep tabs on people.
They also, by a technicality, have the world's largest library of child porn.
Yes, they do.
When you consider how many teenagers send naked pictures to each other, they, by their own legal definitions, they have the largest collection of child porn.
And not only that, they're actually, I think it was, I want to say it was the FBI, but there's actually a child porn ring within the FBI.
I don't doubt it.
That they can't crack down on adequately. Because, you know, it's the FBI. They're the ones that investigate these things, so naturally they have these things stored for evidence, and there are employees there that take them and trade them amongst one another, and also distribute them. And it is such a rampant issue within the FBI that they can't fucking get a handle on it.
That's fucking disturbing.
Well, yeah, the government is full of pedophiles.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason Epstein was murdered.
I'm not going to say the Clintons, but, but, you know.
There's a reason.
Politicians.
There's a reason Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. Is because he was one of those pedophiles.
He was suicided.
Yeah,
he was suicided.
He was one of those pedophilic traffickers that supplied politicians with their child sex slaves.
Yeah.
And they didn't want that. They definitely didn't want that shit coming out, even though it's slowly trickling out and there's not much they can do to stop it at this point.
It was easier for them to kill their plug than for the plug to snitch. So
yeah.
They killed the plug.
Like, right now, that shit's kind of trickling out. We're really getting down the rabbit hole. We're gonna be like completely off of the war on terror.
On to Epstein now.
Yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and divert over.
Let's
to
talk
Epstein.
About child porn for a minute.
He was murdered. He did not commit suicide. It makes no fucking sense. But yeah,
the war on terror has offered people this false sense of security at best, to make them really feel safer while the government gets away with doing the exact things that they say they're trying to stop.
Yeah,
they say they're trying
not...
to stop terror while simultaneously creating terror. They say they're trying to increase cybersecurity while also using their own laws as backdoors to invade your cybersecurity.
Yeah.
They say they're trying to stop just all kinds of stuff, like trafficking, for sure. You would hope someone's trying to stop trafficking. And what better person to stop trafficking than someone who needs good PR every once in a while?
Yeah.
But instead, they're not. They are literally using their fucking cyber-stalking bullshit, all mm-hmm. of their invasive means of everything. They're using that to assist their own child trafficking stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're using all of these nefarious means to increase their own outcome.
Mm-hmm.
To make their operation easier and more, I wouldn't say profitable, but definitely more beneficial to them.
Yeah.
They don't really get any money out of it, I hope. They probably do.
Well, they kind of do.
I don't want to think about that. But they're using invasion of privacy. They're using terror. They're using violence, to say the least,
mm-hmm.
to prop up their own operation of violence, terror, and invasion in general. Like
mm-hmm.
they try and say all the while, through all the laws they are passing in order to do these things, they say they're doing it for your security.
Yeah.
And while, you know, they haven't stopped any terrorists, well, you know, maybe they just scared them so bad that the terrorists are too afraid to try. Right, because that's exactly what that 30-year-old fat white bitch at the airport does. She scares people.
Definitely.
I mean, at the same time, I wouldn't want to cross her in a back alley. I feel like she'd molest me. So, I am a little scared.
All of a sudden, the TSA agent, Miss Bertha, fucking comes from around the corner of a back alley and drags your ass in there and starts fondling your goodies.
She's like, I'm pretty sure you got something up there. I do not. And
it's like, oh,
up we go.
Sounds to me like you're consenting to a cavity search.
No.
Oh, goodness. But I'd say, like, in a nutshell, that's basically a down the rabbit hole take on the war on terror. But
it's
nothing but
pedophiles and war crimes.
Exactly. But it has ravaged at least three countries in the Middle East. Definitely,
we're working
definitely
on Iran.
More.
We are working on Iran.
We're trying to get to them too.
Don't leave them
worry.
Out.
You'll be included soon.
It's okay, Iran. We'll be destroying you shortly.
It has ravaged multiple Middle Eastern countries. It has stripped away many civil liberties and basically any kind of semblance of privacy in the United States.
Which is why I'm not really afraid of putting this kind of stuff online, because
they already know.
They know.
They're listening through my phone.
Right.
We've already been visited by the FBI. We're on a watch list. They're listening.
They already know. Like, at this point, they're just encouraging me to make a podcast about it.
But, you know, it's kind of funny. I kind of hope it's like one of those moments in Rampage where, like, the FBI investigators are listening to the guy's online rants.
Yeah.
And then one of the guys is like, this guy kind of makes a lot of sense.
That would be fucking nice.
It's like the
FBI guy, if you're listening, you don't have to do it. Whatever it is you're doing, you don't have to do it.
If anything, don't let your security clearance go to waste. Be a mole for the anarchist movement.
Yo, hit me up, though. Slide into my DMs with that sweet, sweet intel.
No, don't slide into the DMs. Like, we have to have dead drops set up. We can't let them know that you're informing us.
It's odd. I'm encrypted, though.
I'm encrypted. Just shove it in my asshole. I'm encrypted.
They can't get it out of my ass without the proper security clearances.
My asshole is top secret. For classified information.
For assified information.
Son of a bitch. Oh, you can tell I've been up for fucking like 20 hours. Oh, God. Anyways, I'd say that brings us to the end of this episode of Down the Rabbit Hole. I'm not entirely sure how we're gonna do next week's.
We'll figure it out.
I guess.
We'll figure it out, Sam.
More than likely it'll be late, because I don't have days off next week.
Ooh.
And, like, I can't stay up much later because I have to get up in the morning for shit that I gotta do tomorrow. And I don't know how we're going to do it. I mean, it's a summary anyway, so if we miss it, whatever. If you really want a summary that bad, go back and listen to the fucking series again.
Just re-listen the whole month.
That'll get you a very in-depth summary of this series. But if it doesn't happen, that's why, because, I mean, our schedules are still conflicting.
Yeah, I'm on a really weird work schedule right now, so it's made life hell.
Yeah, the only reason me and James exist to each other right now is because I have today or tomorrow and Friday off.
Yeah.
So I'm able to stay up tonight for like a good deal longer. But we won't see each other again for a minute.
I'll miss you, Sam.
I'll miss you too, James. But yeah, if the summary episode doesn't happen, that's why. Because we really just don't have the time. Like, there's a good chance that after tonight, I will not see James again until next weekend.
There's a shot of that. That could happen.
We're living in the same house and we ain't seeing each other because goddamn work.
I think the communists got it right. Work sucks.
Yeah, when I wake up to go to work, he's already asleep. And when I get, by the time I get home and go to sleep, he's still at work.
Yeah.
But anyways, with that said, the summary episode may or may not happen. It is looking like may not. Weekend Anjo is going to be Harry. We're still not entirely sure how that's going to happen, but
we'll try.
If it does, it'll just be James. With that said, thank you guys for tuning in and sticking with us through this very turbulent time.
It's been rough.
We tried to keep it seamless, but that fell apart. That has fallen apart in the end game.
Yeah. We were doing good until that last part where it sucked. Yeah.
that sounds about right. That's us. But thank you guys for tuning in, and don't forget to tune into whatever episode comes next, and I don't know when.
Just hold our hand along the way. We'll do this together.
We'll get through it eventually. But with that said, don't die.
And stay sexy.